them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is a good shepherd, and whoever knows him, they hear his voice. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we are in the fourth Sunday of Easter. Every year, on the fourth Sunday of Easter, we have the gospel from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, about Jesus the Good Shepherd. So, this Sunday is also known as Good Shepherd Sunday. And over the years, this Sunday also is dedicated for a prayer for vocations. Vocations to priesthood and diaconate, institutes of consecrated life, like that of religious institutes, secular institutes, and societies of apostolic life, of religious men and women. For we need to pray for the vocations, as in the words of St. John Paul II says, as the Lord requests to us, laborers are few, but the harvest is plentiful. Therefore, send out the laborers to work in his vineyard. Therefore, it is a open invitation and welcome to all of you to pray for the vocations, so that there will be many more priests and deacons and religious men and women who will be doing their service at the church. And having understood that, today's first reading we hear Paul and Barnabas making their first missionary journey, for which was not much successful. But they proclaimed the word of God faithfully. And then they move on to Gentiles, and they believe in the word of God, and their hearts are filled with joy, and they are filled with the Spirit, and they are so happy. And again we see in the second reading, where in the book of Revelation, as John explains to us his vision, is clearly portrayed to our cathedral background, where we see Jesus is enthroned at the center of the throne, and all the people who believed in him wear the white robes washed in the blood of the Lamb, and they are surrounded around him. And these are the people who hear the shepherd's voice and who understood the voice of the Lord and followed him, even amidst of persecutions, even amidst of distress and failure moments. They never gave away their faith. Rather, they stood strongly and boldly in their faith. Here is a question to all of us. Are we also going to become one among them to be with the Lord? Are we the persons who are worthy ones to enter into heaven? Do we have that strong faith in Jesus, that he is our true shepherd, in whom we have to understand his values and his words and follow him faithfully? And that's what we hear in today's gospel reading. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. He is a good shepherd who always makes us happy at all times. Only thing, we need to hear his voice. We need to follow his path. There are people, because of few incidents that are happening in and around them, they go astray from the church. they leave the church, that is not the true faith for which we are called for. We are called to follow our Lord and Master, the Good Shepherd. He knows everyone by name. He calls us. We need to understand our vocation, what it is. And we need to follow our Master, the Good Shepherd. Amidst of all kinds of troubles, difficulties we may have, but we need to call upon Him. He is there to help us. He is there to guide us. Even if we are going astray, when we pray for the others, God will always include us in His flock. Therefore, are we the people who can be among the flock of God's people, following Him faithfully? Today also, we celebrate greatly Mother's Day. Blessed are all the mothers, for they are the one who gives lot of lives to the people. Blessed are they, for they know what is the love upon their children. And how much more our God the Father, Good Shepherd, leads us in His love. A salute to all the mothers for their true love to their children, for caring and upbringing of their children. An incident, I would say, I went for a mass and came to home around in the night, 11 p.m., back to home. And I just went to bed and I was sleeping. And my mother comes and wakes me up. "Son, I'm sure you're hungry. Get up. Come and eat something." That is the love of the mother. And I have heard a story from one of my friends saying, a son who always values by money. So he has a vacation or he has a holiday. Therefore, mother asked him, "Son, can you help me at home today? Since you do not have the school, can you help me at home cleaning the house and making house clean and neat?" And the son says, "Yes, Mom, I can readily help you. But every hour I work, give me $1. So at the end of the day, he counts $10 he has to get. And he comes to Mom and says, "Mom, you owe me $10. When you are going to give me?" Then mother silently replies to the son, "Son, I have borne you in my womb for 9 months. And I have made you all the things that you eat and enjoy. I am the one giving you. How much more you are indebted to me back? Give me all that. Take this $10 and give me the rest of the money," Mom says. So that is the true love of the mother. We cannot value mother's love. She is great among all. And the children likewise, when we respect our mother and father, we receive a lot of blessings from God. Remember, among the Ten Commandments, the fourth commandment, honor your father and mother. And Book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse 1 to 11, gives you three blessings. Whoever honors their father and mother, they are receiving the greatest wealth here on earth. They are receiving the greatest blessings from their own parents. Therefore, never abandon your parents. Never leave your mothers or fathers. For what you are today, it is the gift of their sacrifice. They sacrifice a lot of things to you. So here on the earth, God is made visible in our parents. God made visible in the love of the mother. So never underestimate or never abandon your parents. You need to give a lot of respect for them. Like that, church, Holy Mother Church is also called as the Mother the Church. It's not called as the Father the Church. It's called as the Mother the Church. For it nourishes you all with Eucharist. Never abandon the church, for it gives you a lot of nourishment in soul, in mind, and it makes you to feel happy and have the peace of mind. I can tell you plainly, the one who eats the Eucharist, the one who tastes the real taste of Eucharist will never leave the church, will never abandon the church, for God so loved that He is showing His love in the form of Eucharist. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, let us recall all our past life. Are we the good sheep following our master, the Good Shepherd, or going astray through our sinful nature, going astray through our impure thoughts, going astray from our Good Shepherd, from our very way of life, not following His values? Let us reflect upon our lives and come back to Him. Let us gather all the scattered sheep, our own friends, companions, through our prayers, so that God may all of them bless and also bless us in our daily lives.